This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 276,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 4 million confirmed infections. In the United States, almost 79,000 people have died. There are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases. The decision to shelve detailed advice from the nation's top disease control experts for reopening communities during the coronavirus pandemic came from the highest levels of the White House. That's according to internal government emails and documents obtained by the Associated Press. The files also show that after the AP reported Thursday that the document had been buried, the Trump administration ordered key parts of it to be fast-tracked for approval. The emails show experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention spending weeks working on guidance to help the country deal with the emergency, only to see their work quashed by political appointees with little explanation. The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression and President Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans that the only thing to fear was fear itself. The Labor Department says 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss on record triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns. The breathtakingly swift losses are certain to intensify the push-pull across the U.S. over how and when to ease stay-at-home restrictions and social distancing rules. President Trump says he is in no rush to negotiate another financial rescue bill. His comments come even as the government's reporting that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs. Trump's top economic advisor says the White House wants to let the last round of recovery funding kick in before committing to hundreds of billions or more in additional spending. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary has the coronavirus. That makes her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus this week, which is leading the Trump administration to step up safety protocols. Pence's spokeswoman, Katie Miller, tested positive Friday. She had been in recent contact with Pence, but not with President Trump. She's married to Stephen Miller, a top advisor to Mr. Trump. The White House had no immediate comment on whether Stephen Miller has been tested or is still working out of the White House. The director general of the World Health Organization Friday marked the 40th anniversary of the eradication of smallpox, saying the global battle against the devastating disease was a reminder of what's possible when nations come together to fight a common health threat. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the decisive factor in humanity's victory over smallpox was global solidarity. That same solidarity built on national unity is needed now more than ever. To defeat COVID-19, Tedros concluded that, like smallpox, a virus was an opportunity to not only fight a single disease, but to change the trajectory of global health and build a healthier, safer, and fairer world for everyone. Tens of thousands of crew members are stuck aboard dozens of cruise ships around the world weeks after passengers were allowed to disembark amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the ships, including 20 in U.S. waters, have been infections and deaths among the crew, but most ships have had no confirmed cases. Even so, crew members have not been allowed to disembark because of rules put in place by countries and local governments trying to prevent more virus cases in their territories. South Korea has reported 18 new cases of the new coronavirus within a day, including 12 in the capital of Seoul. Health workers are scrambling to trace contacts after detecting a slew of transmissions linked to clubgoers. While the South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not immediately release specific details, most of the new cases were likely linked to nightclubs in Seoul's leisure district, which was brought to a sudden standstill Friday night following reports of transmissions. The Justice Department says the White House did not know it was planning to drop its case against former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, but it couldn't have been a huge surprise. The action merely underscored the extent to which Attorney General William Barr and President Donald Trump have been in sync in their views on the federal Trump-Russia investigation without necessarily needing to communicate about it. That's the probe into contacts with Russia by the 2016 Trump political campaign. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Today's program is going to be a little bit different than usual because it follows one theme. That theme is jazz. April 30th marked the 9th anniversary of UNESCO's International Jazz Day at the initiative of American jazz musician Herbie Hancock. Now, I love jazz. I sing it. I study it. And I've worked with and admired so many amazing African jazz musicians that it just made sense to dedicate today's show to it. Also, and on a sad note, we lost one of the greatest drummers and musical directors of all time this past week, Tony Allen. Co-founder with Fela Kuti of Afrobeat, that total African jazz movement from Nigeria, Allen passed away of a heart attack on International Jazz Day. Ironically, he was in Paris when he died, and his death was not linked to COVID-19. So you're going to hear music today by lost legends of jazz, Fela Kuti and his Africa 70 band, which included Tony Allen on drums, of course, Mano Dibango, who also sadly passed away this year, just a few months ago, Hugh Masekela, whom we lost in 2018. But you're also going to hear music by living legends of jazz and by jazz musicians who are not quite there yet to living legend status, but still incredible. One of those artists is Alun Wad, whose new work entitled One Song for You is our Song of the Week. And Kwame Ofori joins me for a virtual presentation of that song at 1:30. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Now, from the top, I'm taking you straight to the source with Fela Kuti's Water No Get Enemy. You really should sit back and relax to this tune because we're listening to the full 11-minute studio version, which came off of Fela's 1975 album, Expensive Shit.
We'll be right back. one go wash, no water you go use. To ba fe se be, o mi lo malo. If you want cook soup, no water you go use. If you fight them unless you wonder.
Fela Kuti and Africa 70. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. I hope you're staying safe and yet at the same time able to keep food on the table. May this music give you some comfort and joy wherever you may be this weekend and however you're doing. Today's program is all about jazz. Yeah, April 30th was International Jazz Day, and we're listening to the African side of it, or the African expression of it. The next two pieces I'm going to play are classics, and they're by two legends that we have lost recently. There's Soul Makossa by Manu Dibango, who passed just on March 24th, 2020. And there's Grazin' in the Grass, an instrumental piece composed by Philemon Hu, but first recorded and made famous by the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Masekela passed in 2018. So here we go.
Osoma.
Come on, come on, come on.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
All right. Hello. This is Heather Maxwell. We are all about jazz today. You just heard Sol Makossa and Grazing in the Grass back to back. Those were classic tunes by lost legends of jazz, Hugh Masekela and Manu Dibango. Next, I've got three more tunes for you by living jazz artists. There's Orlando Venerek of Mozambique, Alou Nouad of Senegal, and Patrick Rufino of Benin. And then, guess what? It'll be time for Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori. So enjoy these next three tunes. Yeah, it's Jazz Hour on Music Time in Africa. This is Hamba by Orlando Venerek and featuring vocalist Rodalia Shirut. The song comes from his 2010 album called Healing Africa.
Kunga konti hamba kunga ko. Kunga konti hamba. Kunga konti hamba kunga. Kunga konti hamba. Kunga konti hamba kunga ko. Kunga konti hamba. Kunga konti hamba kunga ko. Kunga konti hamba. Kunga konti hamba kunga ko. Siyahlupheka. Sijonga ubomo bungqono. Siyahlupheka. Sifuna impilo yingqono. Siyahlupheka. Sijonga ubomo bungqono. Siyahlupheka. Sifuna impilo yingqono.
Orlando Venerek from Mozambique. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa, Jazz Edition. Here's African Fast Food by multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and composer Alou Nouad.
Thank you. Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. How's everybody feeling? I hope you're enjoying the jazz. Next up is Paris-based Beninese singer and bass player Patrick Ruffino. Here's Javalou from Ruffino's 2013 album Sato.
O sinu e glami bo gbetona mi bonu O o be wesi bo no vi na mi nududu faro Weye Sino muwe mire, nene wato te pombe golo, wanini ne mi donu mirele, nene wato te pombe golo, njavalu, oh, ndoku, njavalu, oh, ndoku. Sindo sino muwe mire, aobi te pombe golo, wanini ne ta gole dote, kini majo do kede ko. Javalu, oh, doku. Javalu, oh, doku. O sinu, e glami, bo kwetona mi, bo nulo. No, hove wesi, bo novi na mi, nududu. Weye,
Besoke, fofoto we huwe doe. Bosoke, dokono kwame we nuno nyonde. Sino sino mo we mire, aobi te kome golo. Wanini ne miro nu mirele, nene wako te kome golo. Javalu, oh.
Yeba, one can show and one tell and one blow. This is J.W. Hambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
All right. Hello, guys. Today is Music Time in Africa Jazz Day, kind of a compliment to UNESCO's 9th annual International Jazz Day celebration that happened actually on April 30th with a virtual global concert and series of workshops and showcases. That's because of COVID-19, of course. It couldn't be an actual live event. So today, everything is jazz, people, or at least African roots of jazz. That includes Song of the Week, which is coming up next. We're featuring Alun Wad, whose song African Fast Food we already heard earlier in the show, but this one is new, and Kwame Ofori joins me virtually. My apologies for the weird sound quality with Kwame coming up, but it's the virtual live streaming thing. We've still got kinks to work out on that, so bear with us on the sound. But here we go.
And this is the Song of the Week.
So this past Thursday, April 30th, was the 9th celebration of International Jazz Day. And it was celebrated by a virtual global concert and hosted by the American jazz musician Herbie Hancock. In the spirit of jazz, our song of the week is called One Song for You.
And it's by Alun Wad with about 10 other artists. And he was the composer, he was the bassist, he was the guitarist, and he was the lead singer.
Yes. So let's watch.
Yep.
All right, so this is so cool, this song. And just so you know, Alun Wad is the two squares in the center. Alun was one of the featured jazz artists at the global virtual concert that took place Thursday, April 30th. And he's singing in Wolof, and he sings about the strength and beauty of nature and also of women. He says they're both the same thing, and they're sources of life, and they must be cherished.
Heather, for me, I love the music that they are producing, and I like the video. For those who haven't watched it, definitely go check it out on YouTube. It's all these different artists, 9 different artists, including Alun, coming together to create a beautiful sound. It's like 10 different sounds, but all coming in to be one. And I think in this time of COVID-19, this is what we need to be hearing and seeing.
Now, these musicians are from 6 different countries. There's Mali, Cuba, Morocco, Brazil, France, and Burkina Faso. I don't know about you all, but I really like the flute focus. I mean, there's the Burkinabe flute, there's the Brazilian flute.
But I like the other things too, the strings, and it's just amazing. Isn't it, Kwame?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's interesting you could distinguish the flute. It's very prominent in there, but then if you notice there are so many strings going on, like in there, you have the bass guitar, the lead guitar, you have the violin, you have the traditional
mandolin.
One, you know.
So
it's interesting is how heavy it is on strings, but you can hear the flute.
It's true. I must mention too the gombri. That is the square Ganawa instrument from Morocco. That's also really cool. So the credits that run at the end of this video name each artist, which country they're from, and what instrument they play. And if you follow their individual careers, you're going to find yourself in a fascinating journey of global jazz and African jazz. Anyway, I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Kwame Ofori, and thank you, Alun, for this beautiful video with artists from all over the world. It was just beautiful to watch and beautiful to listen to.
And that was One Song for You, number one, by Alun Wad and friends.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, hello there. In a Sentimental Mood is a composition by American jazz legend Duke Ellington. He was born in Washington, D.C., right here in 1899, and he died in 1974. The song is what jazz musicians refer to as a standard. That's like a composition that's part of a musical repertoire of jazz musicians that most everybody knows. So Ellington composed it in 1935 for his big jazz orchestra. But this is a 2017 version, a Franco-Saharan Cuban version by Algerian-French pianist and composer Joe Kayat, and featuring Lassana Jabate from Mali on the balafon, that plays the melody, and Felipe Cabrera from Cuba, and he's playing upright bass.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow. Simply gorgeous. That was In a Sentimental Mood, interpreted by Joe Kayat, Lasana Jabate, and Felipe Cabrera. This is Heather. It's Music Time in Africa. Next is the Bob Marley classic Exodus, but interpreted by American jazz man and the father of UNESCO's International Jazz Day, Herbie Hancock, along with Tinari Wen, that amazing Sahara blues band from northern Mali, Kanan, who is a Somali-Canadian singer, and American rock band Los Lobos. Everybody, I hope you're enjoying this jazzy edition of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and I've got two more tunes for you before closing out the show. This is Blaye Ambule from Ghana with a tune called Ma Play. This jazz has its Ghanaian stamp because of the strong highlife groove and feel, but the harmonies and the chord changes and the solos, that's all jazz. It's wonderful. I love it. And that was Blé Ambolé from Ghana. Hey, cats. Can I call you cats? I'm calling you cats because, you know, jazz cats. People who love jazz are cats. Anyway, our time is almost up. In honor of the passing of Tony Allen, great drummer and musical director from Nigeria, co-founder of Afrobeat, who died Thursday, April 30th, also on International Jazz Day, I'm going to close out the show with this beautiful traditional piece by Allen called Awa Nare. This is track 2 on the 2006 album Lagos No Shaking.
Awa Nare.
The beautiful song Awa Nare by the dearly departed Tony Allen. May his soul rest in eternal peace. It's time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Also, a big thanks to Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week, and also to Alun Wad for sharing his song with us. To all of you, please take care of yourselves and stay safe. Now, if you want to visit me throughout the week, you can do so in many ways. There's my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page, or my Facebook group. There's Instagram, that's at MTIA Maxwell, and also Twitter, at Music Time Africa. I'm giving you fresh updates, fresh news, photos, and live streaming video performances from all over the continent. Just recently, I had Elemoto from Windhoek, Namibia. And then I had T.M. Maiga from Tamale, Ghana. This coming week, I'll live stream from Cameroon. So please find me on any of these platforms and say hello. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we are also on shortwave radio. That's Friday at 0905 UTC. And again, Saturday and Sunday at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. And then you can always listen to Music Time in Africa online. Get on voanews.com anytime and just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay beautiful, Africa.